Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russin FM, and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is May 16th, 2021. Today's broadcast of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program has been sponsored by longtime supporters Stu and Mary Semin from Hinsdale, Illinois. Thank you, Stu and Mary, for your continued support of this broadcast. And as part of the letter that Stu sent to me, he also sent a wonderful article about him and how Hinsdale, Illinois, was love at first sight for him and his wife, Mary. As he was driving home one day, way back in the 1960s, he had seen Hinsdale, Illinois, moved there in 1970, raised his three daughters and two sons there, and he was also very avid in cleaning up the different parks that are there in the village, Stowe Park and Errett Parks. And the article continues to talk about how he attended the University of Dayton through the ROTC program, was commissioned as an officer in the United States Army. Thank you, Stu, for your service to our country. How he met a young nurse named Mary. They were married in 1967, moved to Chicago, and nowadays there are the younger folks taking care of him by clearing the driveway of snow when that happens. So thank you very much, Stu, for your commitment to your neighborhood, as well as your commitment to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. We start off today's broadcast by going to the Harmonia Band and our good friend Beata Beginova Fedoriuk singing Polyana Polyana and Porachki Zhenichki, followed by Chervena Ruja Troyaka. Thank you once again, Stu and Mary, for your support of this broadcast.
Поляна, поляна, вершко мальована, хто життя мальовав, фарба не шанова, хто життя. Thank you.
Even though we have wonderful benefactors such as Stu and Mary Semin from Hinsdale, Illinois, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. On April 24th, Lazarus Saturday, according to the old calendar, the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo celebrated the 375th anniversary of the Union of Ushhorod. On that day, an Episcopal Divine Liturgy was celebrated at the Cathedral of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross in Ushhorod, led by Bishop Neil Lushak, Apostolic Administrator of the Eparchy of Mukachevo, assisted by Bishop Mikola Luchuk, Auxiliary Bishop of the Roman Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo, and over 70 priests. Responses to the Divine Liturgy were sung by the Blessed Theodore Oromja Seminary Choir under the leadership of Sviatoslav Zadorozhny. On April 24th, 1646, at the castle in Ushhorod, then part of the Kingdom of Hungary, a decree of union was signed uniting several Orthodox churches on the southern slopes of the Carpathians to the Catholic Church. The unification was initiated by 63 Russian Orthodox priests led by the Basilian Monastic Order under the leadership of the monk Petro Parfeni. The agreement allowed preservation of the Eastern Rite and that the priests would be elevated to the status of Roman Catholic clergy. As Orthodox clergy, their status had been that of vassals with the requisite feudal duties. The Union of Ushhorod was approved by the Synod in Tirano in 1648. However, the Vatican did not ratify these conditions at that time because Parfeni was an Orthodox bishop. Only in 1655, when Rome made Parfeni its bishop of Mukachevo, did the union extend to the east. By 1721, the union encompassed the entire Carpathian region. As part of their agreement to unite with Rome, Uniates, as termed at the time, later to be called Greek Catholics, were allowed to retain their Eastern Orthodox traditions, including the three-barred cross, married priests, divine liturgy in Slavonic language, no organs or other musical instruments in church, crossing themselves from right to left, Holy Communion with leavened bread soaked in wine, infants baptized and confirmed at the same time, and adherence to the older Julian calendar rather than the Gregorian calendar observed by Rome. The union benefited Greek Catholic priests in many ways. One was being exposed to Western culture. Another was the ability to now study at universities and seminaries in the Habsburg monarchy, which enabled them to be highly educated and become both religious and cultural leaders. The Eparchy of Mukachevo is the mother church to several present-day churches, including the Greek Catholic Church in Slovakia, Romania, Hungary, Croatia, Serbia, Czech Republic, and the Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Arch-Eparchy. An original copy of the Union was discovered in May 2016. A half page in length, followed by a page and a half of signatures of the local priests seeking full communion with the local Catholic Church. The Union is again documented in a petition dated January 16, 1652, in which six archdeans petitioned the Vatican to confirm Petro Parfeni as the Bishop of Mukachevo. Congratulations to the Eparchy of Mukachevo on the 375th anniversary of the signing of the Union of Uzhhorod.
Your father's and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life.
Building for your future.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Begin to wind down today's broadcast, I would like to once again thank Stu and Mary Semin from Hinsdale, Illinois, for their continued support of this radio broadcast. The Carpathia Rosen Society is looking for volunteers. If you have experience, or even if you don't have experience with nonprofits, we can use all the help we can get. If you are interested in volunteering, maybe an administrative role, or communications coordinator, cultural education, social media, senior leadership, and more, please email the Carpatho Russin Society at this address, volunteer@c-rs.org. volunteer@c-rs.org, or call the Carpatho Russin Society and leave a message at area code 412-567-3077. 412-567-3077. If you are interested in having your name placed on the ballot for the upcoming 2021 Carpatho Russin Society Board of Directors election, you must do so by 11:59 on July 1st. If you are interested in running for president, vice president, recording secretary, chief financial officer, chief financial administrator, chief information officer, or one of six trustee positions, you must email your intent at this address, membership@c-rs.org, membership@c-rs.org, or again, call the Carpatho Russin Society and leave a message, 412-567-3077, 412-567-3077. And don't forget the Carpatho Russin Society on our webpage, c-rs.org, has a genealogy forum along with genealogical resources for you to look at. Go to our webpage, c-rs.org, and on the homepage, you will see genealogy forum and genealogy resources. There's also a scholarship available with the 2021 Donson Scholarship. To see those requirements or the genealogy pages, again, go to c-rs.org. c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinyo America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russin FM for another broadcast. Don't just listen to Russin FM during Holosu Rusinyo America. Listen any time of the day or night. As I mentioned before, when I'm working, if I don't have any meetings, I have it on in the background. They have wonderful Russin programming for you. Also, you can listen to our archives any time of the day or night. Go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org. Or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russin Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. S Bohom. Posijali jaho, julenko horučky, ja ho budu brati, zdycha pomalučky, berulen, berulen, zimna rusa na nim, piszą mi mylenki, i ja pidu za nim. Śwityny komu, lemomu, myłomu, jak idę do domu, temna niczka, temna, my kusne wydoma, pidu do myłomu, my znamcy je doma.
Berule, 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 berule.
Berule, berule, berule.
голоса Русинів Америка.